I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Megan Mullally and Ken Marino star in Adult Swim's Children's Hospital. Megan got on most of our radars playing Karen on Will and Grace, but she's also been on Broadway and other hit shows like Party Down and plays a recurring character on one of my favorite shows, Parks and Recreation. Ken's been involved in so many great comedies over his career. The State, Wet Hot American Summer, Party Down, and Role Models, just to name a very, very small few. This was the first time I've talked to either of them, and they were probably my favorite interview at Comic-Con. Both were just flat-out hilarious and really warm, nice people. I just wanted to say that I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Every little click does help. And now, here's Megan and Ken.
Yeah, when the man puts the woman to his right, that's correct, because he should be slightly dominant over the woman.
Did you know that normally when a couple is sleeping in a bedroom,
I know
the
this.
Male will sleep instinctually, it's instinctual, will sleep between the woman and the door to protect the...
I heard that the man will sleep to the woman's... The man will have the woman on his right because he's slightly protective or dominant over her.
I did not know that. My wife both sleeps on my left and is between me and the door. Is that weird? I guess I'm kind of a dick.
Before we talk about Children's Hospital, we are all
Let's
dying to know. Yeah. Is the Party Down movie going to be the new Arrested Development movie, or do you think that it's actually going to come together sometime soon?
The script for the Party Down movie is basically like the next episode of Arrested Development. So yeah, we're going to do Party Down, where we will be playing.
I'm playing Maybe.
Yeah, and I'm doing Tambor's part. So yeah. We go.
Cool. That would be funny if the cast of Party Down did the Arrested Development movie before they did it.
No.
Actually, we should do that. It's not a bad idea.
That's pretty good.
Now, getting back to Children's Hospital, I was asking the ladies, you know, because the comedy is so out there, are you still ever surprised what they come up with and that you get away with it?
I know. I guess at this point, I'm not really surprised.
There seems to be a recurring theme in the questioning.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't even think about how offensive the show is.
Yeah.
I think it's funny, and so like.
I think when I read a script and there's something really crazy in it or offensive, I think, oh, this is going to be a good one.
Yeah.
If there's not one of those, I'm like, maybe they need to go back to the table.
But I feel like we're so immersed in it that I don't see it how other people perceive it. You know, it is slightly edgy in that sense. For us, I think it's just kind of a fun, ridiculous show, and it's harmless because it's so ridiculous. You know,
talk about the process and how it compares to the other sitcoms that you guys have done.
Well, we just found out that they're demolishing. Ken just told me that they're demolishing the building that we've been shooting in, which is kind of sad because the building is disgusting. I mean,
yes,
disease-ridden, you know, filthy building. But we've grown attached to it, so that's kind of sad. We're going to be shooting on a stage, I think, from now on.
Oh, really?
I think so. That's what Rob said.
On the Warner lot, do you know?
I don't know.
I don't know where we're shooting.
The process is pretty similar to other shows. I mean, it's always fast, and we have a great DP. He's the same guy that's doing
NTS. No, did he do NTS? NTS?
Well, I think so, because he's shooting right now today.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. This great DP Marco, who makes everything run pretty smoothly, and because we have different directors every episode, sometimes we'll have the same person like a couple episodes each season, but we have several different directors. But I think it runs pretty much like any other show. It's just
I honestly don't remember the question, because when you started the question, you said talk about, and I thought you were saying taco. And so all, honestly, as soon as you said taco, and you said talk about,
yeah.
All I was thinking about for the last, I swear to you, and I want to be honest with you because I feel like we're close enough.
Hey, exactly.
I've been thinking about tacos.
Yes. You're at lunch.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I like a good taco.
It's lunchtime.
And when you started drilling into my head, taco, I was like, I can't stop thinking about tacos.
Right, so close to Hugo's Tacos, now you're going to have to adjust to...
Yeah, now I don't know where we're going to get a good taco.
Yeah.
And you're worried.
I'm a little concerned.
Yeah.
I have some taco issues.
Yeah. It's going to be hard for Ken to focus for the rest of this interview, I can tell.
Yes. I'm getting hungry. What's the next question?
So if you could have any taco you wanted, what would you put on that taco? Ken Marino's Guide to Tacos in Los Angeles.
You know, no, I like a good fish taco when I'm like by the beach. A good fried fish taco. Not a grilled fish. I like a little, like fry it up a little bit and then you put a little bit of that like cabbagey stuff on.
Some lime.
A little lime.
Yeah.
Right? But then I also like the, what are they, the pulled pork. Is that
carnitas.
Yeah.
So we got a taco thing.
Or pilbin. Something pilbin. It's at
Cochinita.
Yeah. Carnitas pilbin or something.
Regis
like
Pilbin.
That. Regis Pilbin.
That was his joke. I stole it.
Anyway, so that was a little taco talk. We call that Taco Corner.
Taco Talk. That could
taco
be
talk
our
with
new
Ken and
show
Megan.
On the OWN
Taco
Network.
Talk. Well, welcome back to Taco Talk
Network.
With Ken and Megan.
Oprah's going to love this idea. She probably loves tacos.
Of course.
Who? Oprah?
Oprah. We're going to pitch it to
I
the
think
OWN
that's
Network.
The rumor.
Taco Talk.
I think she loves tacos.
Heyo. So Megan, can you talk a little bit more about we can see you again on Parks and Rec next season?
Soon, very soon. And then I think I'm gonna do a few episodes of Happy Endings.
Oh, yeah.
How did they get away with that?
What?
Calling a TV show Happy Endings.
Because not everybody, children don't know that it has a double meaning.
Oh, so the show is for tiny children?
On ABC you can say penis, but you can't say vagina. Why is that?
On NBC?
ABC. I think all the networks.
You can say penis, but you can't say vagina?
Yeah, why can't you say vagina?
I don't know. I never thought about it.
I'm going to put that in my contract the next show I do. Like, I'm going to say vagina.
If penis is said, I have to say vagina on the same show.
Yeah. That's right. Equal
Even if it
rights.
Doesn't have anything to do with the story.
Equal rights for body parts. What were you going to say?
Wouldn't that be great if you had, like, you had your new, like, whatever new show you did and your character was like, when Norm would walk into the bar, you'd have some sort of, like, comment. And if you were, every time you walked in, you'd just say vagina. It was in your contract. I guess
vagina!
It wouldn't be that great.
Like the gang?
Yeah, and everybody would be like, hey!
Vagina!
It wouldn't be that great. Once it came out of my mouth,
it doesn't sound funny.
I didn't know
to
how
me.
To abandon skit, you
yeah,
know what I mean? I was
right.
like... And then I was talking, and I saw these microphones. I got a little nervous.
Yeah, you got a little subconscious.
Do you have any desire or plans to return to Broadway again?
I don't know. I mean, you know, to do a musical, you have to commit for a year, but it's really more than a year because you go out of town. And so I'm not sure if I want to give that much time to something, but it would depend on the thing. I mean, it's sort of on a case-by-case.
Right.
And I had a bad experience with Lips Together, Teeth Apart, so I don't know, I'm kind of like loving Los Angeles right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's good. I mean, to me, it's funny how they always talk about Hollywood, it's so, you know, vicious. To me, Hollywood is like an ashram compared to Broadway, really, because I think Broadway's too small. And here, I just feel like everybody's much more supportive and creative and... I don't know, especially in the comedy community, there's just a real genuine, sincere feeling of community and support, and everybody, you know, it's kind of like if one of us is working, it's great for all of us, and everybody brings other people into their projects, and caring and sharing. caring.
It's all about caring and sharing.
It's all about caring and sharing, yeah.
For actors, what would your advice be to actors?
What would our advice be to actors as far as just in general?
Yeah, in general, yeah, pursuing a career.
I would say, like, learn how to follow, you learn how to listen to your own instincts rather than trying to, like, when I was younger, I had a problem of trying to emulate people that I really liked, and so it didn't work as well. So now I just do what I think is funny. But also just in general, like, don't listen to anybody who says there's too much competition, you'll never get an agent, blah, blah, blah. All that stuff, because really, if you're talented and you have a passionate drive to do it, then there's room for everyone. And it doesn't always happen in the timing that you would like. Like, if you're not a superstar by the time you're 22, don't worry about it, you know. That kind of stuff. Persevere.
Yeah.
But you have to have a genuine, passionate drive to do it. It has to be, like, a burning desire.
I guess I would say if I think this is something that
tacos.
No, something that for comedians, I would say surround yourself.
Thinking about tacos again, just
throw me off with the taco thing. Surround yourself with people who you think are creative and funny, and who you appreciate and make you laugh, and try to make them laugh and create things with them.
Yeah, yeah. Now it's different. When I was younger and starting out, this did not exist. Like, you couldn't create your own thing; you weren't allowed to. But now you can drum up your own anything. I mean, you can write your own movie, or you can get together with your friends and come up with an idea and pitch it to a network, and you know, you can do all that stuff now that you couldn't do. You can put a web series together for very little money that can be spun off into a television series, and none of that stuff existed 20 years ago.
And I would say there's no secret to it. It's just basically, like, hard work.
Yeah.
And trying to put yourself out there again and again and again and again.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Megan and Ken, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.